Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
One thing became clear to residents of historic Lexington after the Charlottesville riots last August. We don't want that kind of attention here. This following its own tense parade that pitted anti-racists against Confederate heritage groups over the State Lee Jackson holiday last January, 2 days prior to Martin Luther King's birthday. That parade was peaceful, but the town decided not to court controversy. So this year, those wishing to honor Martin Luther King will march on Monday, and those wishing to honor Lee and Jackson will march on Saturday. Still, safety precautions are in place. Reginald Early is a spokesperson for CARE, the organization planning the Dr. King parade.
We'll have state and local law enforcement on hand in uniform as well as incognito.
Nothing that can be used as a weapon, no sticks, poles, or boards, is permitted. He anticipates more than 700 marchers.
We want this parade to show the true light of Lexington and all of its diversity and inclusiveness.
In response to City Council's decision several years ago to ban Confederate flags from city flagpoles, the Virginia flaggers who march on Saturday have called for a total boycott of Lexington and asked that participants not spend any money inside the city limits. From Lexington, I'm Jesse Nadler.